Me, Dan,
and him.
RJ Nick.
RJ Nick. And you over there?
Paul Honkpiss or Pooskin. Yeah, it's an anagram of Hopkins. Well, they are anagrams of Hopkins. We are podcasting.
We're next to a really annoying table of people who are really loud.
Sorry, I wasn't really, I was trying to check in. What was it? What did I miss?
Yeah, it was making an opinion clear about the table next door.
Oh, okay. Funnier than
you could possibly. They won't hear anyway, they're far too loud. Ridiculously loud.
We had discussed the art of
diplomacy.
Oh, well,
failed miserably.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that when I upload these booths, people will notice the difference, won't they?
And the fact
that, you know, we're having
to, Fiona, because you'll probably upload them about 3 months apart.
Oh yeah, you have a propensity to. We'll get to about August 2015, and they'll go, what the. Where was I then? What was going on? And suddenly, ooh, I feel a taker in a boo. I'm thinking, yeah, but when? When was that?
I'm very strange.
No, you're not. It's just funny.
So me and Jonas went.
But we like that.
So if we all keep quiet, we can actually boo the conversation.
Yeah.
What we heard before either me or Claire Randall started booing was someone saying, "I've forgotten you were so sinister."
Which is worrying because I'm the nearest to them. Or me and Robert are, and Robert and I are, anyway.
Yeah, but Robert's got.
If they start behaving sinisterly, you and I will be the first to know.
We will.
Unless their cynicism.
I think they're too loud to be sinister.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, sinister kind of like, you know.
I'm creeping up on you. Isn't going to cut it, is it? You know what I mean? Honestly. So it kind of, I just think we're going to find an interesting conversation. We're going to probably end up recording a confession or something in a minute.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to report them to the police.
We don't need
being
to report
sinister.
Them to the police. We can just forward this as ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do for fun?
Those people aren't actually on our phone. Shall I hand the phone round and ask them to introduce themselves?
Sorry, why is what do you do for fun? I work for finance. So funny. Why is that funny?
Who's finance? I work in finance.
And I see.
Push Warren Nan, you see?
Oh, that's for us too. Yep.
Somewhere. Yeah,
let me move my phone out of the way. Sorry, Boo. You're going to get funny stereo now.
Yeah, sure.
But you see.
Just moving your jinx kind of forward a bit.
Okay.
We're trying to negotiate room for you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take a photograph to add onto the check-in, okay?
You're going to what, sorry?
Add a photograph to add to the check-in.
Oh, blimey, go on.
Which colour is that?
The
lamb one.
Yeah, lamb one.
Is this one?
It's a plate.
Can you put it on? Is that a colour?
Lamb halley?
Lamb halley, yeah, that's mine.
Check it out, this is check it out.
Chicken pasanda?
Yeah.
That's yours, isn't it, Claire?
That's mine. Thank you.
This your korma?
Oh, korma, that was for me, please.
There you go.
It's
a complimentary sandwich.
Oh, thank you. That goes in mine. Okay. I think.
It's a naan with vegetables.
Oh, that was on that side.
Somewhere. Robert, you've got to get a photo. This is like a table. Just I don't know what we're going to. Yeah. Mine's wrapped in tin foil. Oh my goodness, we are. Are you able to take that photo, Robert?
Yeah, I'll take a photograph. I'm just trying to work out why Paul's
it's very slow on the uptake.
Not that I'm trying.
Why?
Four square.
It's now refusing to let me do it via Facebook.
Ah, this is my korma.
Right, so.
Just be very, very. Work gingerly around because there's quite a lot.
So we have
yours
a plate of
that one there.
Yeah, so what I would probably do is just go for it. Just put it into the centre plate and tip it forward.
Okay.
Help. Are you?
Yes, please, actually. If I put that
Yeah, I would kind of.
I'll let you tip it because you can
see
what you're
doing. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to go so that I'm going out from the. Okay. I tipped it from the corner so that it's all gone through. Yeah.
Corner might, from the corner?
Yeah, really. Okay, I think I've done it, mate. To
thank
be honest.
You.
You might. I mean, I don't know. It's all in, it's all over the whole plate apart from this left hand side.
Okay.
He didn't pay his rate.
So if you want to do your naan can, part of your naan is on the right.
Oh, I'll put some there.
Yeah, on,
yeah.
Over to the left, yeah.
Rip a bit off.
All right.
Yeah,
no problem.
You know how they have like token disabled people or whatever.
Yeah.
You're like the token sighted.
I appear to be, but it's all right. It's quite nice to be in that position for a change. Yeah,
makes a change,
doesn't
usually.
Are you okay, Claire?
Yeah.
I thought you would be.
Pretend sighted. Pretend you're seeing.
Stuck
to the
middle
person.
Aww.
Oh, I know.
Poor
Robert. It was supposed to be strange thing when I went to the, that young, what's
it
called,
what's this on this side? Is this, is that the doll?
The doll? I don't know.
Doll. It
would be quite dark.
Fee, can I bring that mound into the front of your naan
okay.
slot? It's the now, it's between. No, I've got it. Go, no,
that
that's
one
not,
there?
No, go forward. That's it.
There.
I think that's yours.
Right, let's have a look. Does anyone else want some or just me?
Do you ever make sure it is yours?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rice is
coming out left.
I'm not sure. It's sort of.
Oh, is it rice though? No, it's not. It's not rice, is it? I think that's dull. Try it though. Hey,
okay.
Before you start whacking it on.
Okay.
And I think it's an acquired taste. Are you familiar with the taste?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's an acquired taste. It's like a. Yeah?
Hang on. Let me. Put a teeny bit on my plate.
I think you'll know, but I think it is it. I think that's it.
You got some?
Can
I put the rice back in front?
Yeah,
that's dal.
Okay, you've got your dal then, mate.
Does anyone else want dal before I whack all this on my plate?
Okay. You know, my fish curry is right.
I think you've got it in your plate.
Oh,
this is it. In front of you here. Probably, yeah. Sorry, mate.
I'll smell it.
No, that is yours.
It's all a bit fishy, Robert.
If I were you, I'd go for the tip it from the corner.
I'd probably get a spoon in it.
I don't see one, but you have a spoon. In fact, I've got a spare spoon. Reach out.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, I'll probably get a spoon in it. I'll pour it over the table.
No, yeah, Robert and I never make a mess, do we, Robert?
No.
No.
You're doing fine. To be, you just have to move around
carefully.
Oh,
famous last words.
And you stop everywhere.
We always make a mess.
Did you get a photo?
Yeah, I got a peach.
It's quite something. Yeah, it's quite impressive. We have a lot of stuff on this plate.
We do.
On this plate.
Did you want that spoon back? Or,
no.
I can't find my cutlery.
Oh,
hang on, it's already on the
right.
You're the one who's been chosen to pick the hands.
I can't find my cutlery at all.
What do you need?
Everything.
No, wait.
A fork and a spoon, really.
I've got a fork.
Yeah, thank you.
If Robert doesn't like that spoon, you can have that spoon as
well. I don't care if Robert's eaten off it. I'm not going to worry about rice.
Well, I've had quite a lot of the one rice. There's about there is a third of it left on the one dish. It looks like.
Don't worry about it. If you run out of rice,
there's enough anyway, Robert. There's about a third of a bowl here to your
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next to your plate. Sorry, no, it's next to the dish that had your.
That's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Can dish I in get it.
I was going to say, I went to a British written-writing particular center for young professionals, and it made a change. I was the blindest one there. It was bizarre. So it's not something I experience very often.
No. So.
Some of them have pretty much had the diagnosis, but other than that, they had no real loss of vision or.
In these situations, I just have to. I think the way I do it is, and I think Ray had it right, that when you talk of my eyesight. Fair to think, I think, and she's right, that I just use what I've got quite well. But
yeah.
I have to make myself slow down.
Yeah.
Because of my nice sameness as well.
Yeah.
That's always in a rush. It's like your eyes flickering all the time.
So the faster you go, the more difficult it makes it for people as well.
It does. But in these situations, I just have to look really carefully. So I'll actually move my head, not my eye. I won't try and move my eye around. Peripheral vision's rubbish. I thought it was quite good, but what the guy said was, you're moving your eye to try and accommodate it. Yeah. So you must not be used to doing that.
It's very difficult to run face tests on people who stagger in general.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah.
Can you see light, Claire, or not?
No, I have.
So I'll deliberately look at each
eye. A little bit of light left to my left eye.
And that's
eye.
It, yeah.
So at worst, when you said, where's my food? I thought you got it because I could see the dish.
Yeah.
So I couldn't work out.
You didn't realise where it was in.
No, so I had to work out, oh, there's his plaque.
Yeah.
So that was how that worked.
Sorry for the blind.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? You know, it's how much your brain makes up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, because I do. I often.
We heard from Sterner.
I often assume, like, things got logos.
Yeah.
Oh god, that looks like that looks like a Haagen-Dazs logo, for example. We're trying to find. I can't pick out the light square help. But in the end, it was only when I actually got to it and asked him if that was the right, if it was.
Massey and I went up to the right. We had a brilliant weekend.
This home is beautiful. Apart from the bloody people next to the
thing is, you wouldn't actually have a clue where you are right now. You wouldn't know that you were right next to Waterloo Station and the river and whatever. You just wouldn't know. I could be in Birmingham or anywhere, really. It's quite a nice, they've managed to maintain a small restaurant atmosphere.
Till these bloody people came in. Hey Robert, why don't you show them a bit of Vance?
A bit of Vance?
Yeah. No, just the size of him.
They wouldn't even. They're so into the. They're so into themselves. They wouldn't even know it was there.
To be fair, they're not obnoxious.
No, no.
They had a lot worse.
Yeah.
We had this. This is just normal Friday night.
It is really.
It is.
The fact that one group can make that much noise, though, is pretty ridiculous.
Well, it's just what happens.
Yeah.
And people agree. They
all
talk to each other.
So they're suddenly they've left the office for the week.
And if there's quite a lot of them, there's what, about dozen of them off the table?
Six, I reckon.
Six?
Blimey.
But it's, you know, it's not. No.
Yeah, but they did start off really loud.
Yeah, but also, if you walk in a group and you don't have one. one person talking to everyone. You have like three pairs of people having a conversation over each other.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And John never sat next to Katie because she's four people away, so it's James for all. The song here, Robert.
I think I've got the song here.
Yeah, no, you well, that's the full one, but yeah, it doesn't matter either way.
I can't remember whether it was, I think I just used my fork last time. Before I used my fork in here, I didn't have any rice.
Pardon?
Before I used my fork in here, there's fish on it.
Yeah.
Are you going to have any rice?
No, thanks.
You think it's okay?
Yes, thanks. Lovely.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be lovely, thanks. Just taking off the dishes.
That we don't need, yeah. That's really helpful, actually.
Well, the problem with meals like this, isn't it? You end up with so many plates.
I really like it here.
Yeah, but I like it, it's good.
I'd originally moved to Petswood.
Yeah.
And then when me and my ex split up last year, I moved slightly closer to Orpington where it's alright. I mean, I prefer Bromley and I prefer Petswood's got nice restaurants and things. Orpington's just a town really. It's kind of,
yeah,
I like it for its access to London and public transport.
A lot of the time, the boroughs don't, you know, some of the zones go out.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure where Bromley is.
Because I sometimes, when I'm telling myself I've been there for years, but you know, if I'm going to move out far enough that I won't get a freedom pass, I might as well go to Bromley. So if I could find somewhere that was reasonably nice and a way out, and I could keep the freedom pass.
Yeah.
The direction where I am goes out of, somewhere around Felton.
No. You own your flat?
No.
It's not cheap in all kinds of there, but my ex
kind of, that worked out okay in that respect, didn't it?
Well, it did really.
What I find a bit interesting is what I said to you about St Pancras and Waterloo and all these massive places, structures that even somewhere like where Claire lives, so it's like, or let's say it's Orpington, but around you you've got like a little shopping centre, which isn't too bad. It's the equivalent that you would find in some suburban Birmingham. It's not, it doesn't look too shabby. And they're building a massive cinema there, so that'll probably bring in some people. And it's at the beginning of the high street of Orpington anyway. Then you've got a really decent high street that you wouldn't, you know, again, doesn't look too shabby at all. And then you've got the Bromley. In Bromley, you've got this enormous, it's a town in itself, really. And you've got the Glade shopping area, which is a big in your door shopping centre.
That was lovely.
And then you've got Nugent, which is like a retail park. And like cities like Birmingham don't even a city like Birmingham doesn't have that amount of areas within spitting distance of a.
But London has a population of around 8 million.
I thought it was more
compared to Birmingham. Northern.
Yeah, and of course if you count the West Midlands as a whole, I suppose that's more like 4 million. So yeah, fair enough. But then you're taking in completely.
I never normally eat that quickly.
You've really gone through that, haven't you?
I was really hungry.
You've got
hungry.
Some naan there as well, mate, if you want to.
No, you carry on. No, I finished my meal now, so.
You eat a dal as well?
Yeah.
It's
all gone. I never normally eat that fast. I was really hungry, wasn't I, Robert?
You were.
No, you're normally the one. Yeah, you're all right. 3 hours later.
Well, I haven't finished mine yet.
That was really nice. I come back here. And there aren't that many Indian restaurants after going to stand out.
They've been completely
Yeah.
They've been lovely as well, haven't they?
There's a really nice one in the British Museum.
Not Clapham Junction.
No, not Clapham.
You have to ignore it.
Where do you have to travel to? Do you go into
for work?
Yeah.
I generally go to Vauxhall and then get the bus. I can do it door to door in 40 minutes. But I tend to work at home only 2 hours out as well.
Robert, why don't you get to Vauxhall and then get in your Vauxhall?
Go to Vauxhall and get my Vauxhall.
Yeah.
I'd be a great driver, wouldn't I?
You'd be a what?
Great driver.
A great driver, yeah. Yeah, you get fans to do it.
Obviously, they're in front of the white line, don't they?
Yeah.
What can go wrong?
It's surely only a matter of time before the Google driver's car becomes.
That's scary.
Do you know what? I'm so glad there is someone else who thinks like that. Most people I know are like, ace, you know, it'd be good and all this. My objection to it is. If you as a sighted person get into a car, you potentially have the means to override that car. If I get a blind person out on the road and somebody's child runs out in front of me and I hit it and kill it, who's liable for that?
Realistically, we're never going to be
able to. We're not, no. You're right, babe.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I think it worked. Well done, Paul.
That's all.
Instead of a price left, are you...
No, you're fine.
It's okay. Do you feel like you're quite a bit more?
I'm all right, thanks.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh, bloody hell.
Is it okay if I finish the rice then?
Yeah.
Yes, it's fine if you finish the rice.
Yeah, I'll finish the rice.
All right. That's hilarious.
You tell me off and then join in.
Yeah, I love the